Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين We thank Allah Azza wa Jal and we commence with His name starting our day with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala while sending abundance of blessings and peace upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. The most merciful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated in a narration, the one who recites durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So how many of us would increase our recitation of durood and salat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal? Our sisters are in the kitchen, whether our brothers are behind the steering wheel, you could recite durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and increase the meat of your thawab and reward inshallah Azza wa Jal. Our discussion for this morning, for those who are wondering, what are we going to talk about? We are speaking about the immorality of breaking promises. Promise is a promise. What are the implications of breaking a promise? What it is to make a promise? Why should one not make a promise? If one does make a promise, how should he make a promise? In the company of Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, inshallah, we are going to cover those aspects or those ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, which speaks about making a promise. How should a believer honor his contracts? So on and so forth. Kindly stay locked with us until the end of the program, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Are you ready? We're going to be moving towards our segment in which we ask a question. And inshallah, zawajallah, this is something completely new. Maybe many of the viewers, Mosa, will be here listening to this answer for the first time. Inshallah, zawajallah, maybe a question which was never asked before as well on this program. The question is on your screens, which names are most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal? Which names are most beloved to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? They are names that we keep for our children, for ourselves. So from amongst human names, Mu'asab, the question is, which is that name which is most beloved to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mu'asab, the first thing is that I should clarify, these types of topics and discussions are the need of our society, Mu'asab. And it's a daily need in which we consistently remind each another, one another, the viewers at large, the importance of honoring one's contract, what it is to make a contract, what Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran has mentioned about verbal contracts, writing down a contract, making a contract, making a promise rather, should I say. So, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in the Holy Quran, Pak, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is very important because our society has worsened at large, Mu'asab. Situation is such that people make promises and break promises instantly. Mu'asab, promises have no value as before. People do not honor their words. Many people out there do not even honor contracts, which is in black and white, Mu'asab. People turn their backs. People go against what they say, what they promise, what they intend to do. And since Mu'asab, this has not got better over the years. Rather, this has worsened over the years. And it's going to get worse, Mu'asab, as time comes closer to the day of judgment, irrespective of one's profession, Mu'asab. A person could be of or come from any profession, professional background, you know, academic background. It's noted, Mu'asab, that people from all walks of life have found breaking contracts, Mu'asab. Wife against her husband, husbands against the wife, children against their parents, parents against their children, students against the asatiza and teachers, whereas teachers also in this day and age, Mu'asab, are found saying things or doing things or breaking contracts and agreements with their students, employers, employees, so on and so forth. And Mu'asab, there are a lot of people out there who have taken law in their hands because of this. They could not control their temper any longer, and they then felt as if they would be the reason to solve the problem. And people take different types of measures, Mohsab, to take law in their hands, to feel that they will resolve this matter. And then, because I said, Mohsab, they take different measures. Yes. Some people have landed themselves in jail, in prisons. Allah. Some people have actually lost their lives. So how important it is for one to honor his contract, if only we understand this concept of our beautiful Deen of Islam, dear viewers, we will find harmony and peace in our society. Promises are made in 1 second, and in the next it's broken, Mohsab. That's how fast we have witnesses who are witness to the promise people make. But very easily, just as it was easy to make a promise, it was much more easier to break the promise, Mohsab. So this is what we would request Mohsab to shed some light upon, inshallah, Zawajalla, and take us into this journey, Mohsab, where we understand the matter of contract. If, for example, Mohsab, if we make this ayah or we understand this verse of the Holy Quran in which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif, O believers, fulfill your promises. Now, Mohsab, the ayah goes on. But if we focus on the first portion and part of this ayah, believers are referred in this verse. So if you believe that you're a believer, you're a Muslim, you're a mu'min, and we are proud of being Muslims, then of course we should adhere to this command of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. O believers, fulfill your promises. Uqood. Can Mohsab shed some light on this verse itself, Mohsab, and some more ideas as to, you know, what the ulama ikram have mentioned by uqood? What promises, to whom are we making this promise, and how should one fulfill this, Ji?
Mohsab, first of all, promise is a promise. Whether we make that promise to a friend, to a Muslim, even to a non-Muslim, to a teacher or family member, or the promises we make to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophets of Allah, the promises we make to Allah azza wa jal, these are all promises. And none of these promises can be broken.
Because a promise is a promise.
Yeah, we cannot promise somebody something lightly. It's not something that is taken lightly, because the other person is counting on you. And if you break the promise, then yes, breaking the promises is forbidden. It's a promise whether you make to a believer or to a non-believer as well. And nowadays, our words have no value, Masa. Why? Why the person loses his value and their words don't carry any weight? Because we have done it to ourselves. Everybody wants to be taken seriously, Masa. We all want to be taken seriously. When we say something, we want people to take our words seriously. But if we ourselves don't take our words seriously and don't fulfill our promises, then how can we expect somebody else to take us seriously? So this is the problem, and the solution lies in fulfilling those promises. And first of all, not make unrealistic promises, Mohsab. There are times when we, under pressure, we make promises just to make someone happy. But then we know in our heart that, you know, I'm not going to fulfill this promise. But we still make it. So that means we are attributing a lie, basically, that is to occur in the future. And we know we have no intention of fulfilling it. That is a very detrimental thing to one's character, to one's iman, to one's, you know, values, to one's moral standing and ethics. Yeah. So this is what breaks our personality in general. You know, we injure ourselves, our spiritual selves, our reputation is at stake if we carry out these actions without even thinking. We make unrealistic promises. Okay, I'll write maybe 100 pages thesis in one day. You know you can't do it, but you make the promise, knowing fully well that, you know, you are only capable. We all know our capabilities, Master. We only know, okay, I'm capable of writing 10 pages a day. How can I promise somebody that I'll give them 100 pages thesis, you know, within a day? But that's unrealistic promise. And that we have done to ourselves. And if tomorrow we lose the credibility, the person comes and asks you, where's the thesis you promised me, 100 pages thesis? And you said, no, you know what, it was too hard, you know, I couldn't do it. I mean, you knew in the first instance you wouldn't
Allahu Akbar.
So it came to that. Now, in the beginning, if we have said, all right, it's very unrealistic, even if somebody is expecting very much from us, then we can say, you know what, this is my limit. This is what's humanly possible for me. And within my limits, I can do this much.
Hmm.
And then a person fulfills the promise, inshallah, both parties are happy. Neither one is getting disappointed. You're not causing somebody disappointments. Why? Because you're making realistic promises, which inshallah you can fulfill. And please both the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creator by being just and true to your promise.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. If only we could become that true muasab with ourselves. The thing is that muasab, we lie to our own selves. A person who easily lies to himself easily breaks and dishonors any contract with any person, muasab. Be the contract with his creator, the agreement with his creator, with his Khalik and Malik, Allah Azza wa Jalla. We easily do not honor the contracts and the promises we have made to our creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, about worshipping him, about obeying him, about fulfilling those commandments of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has also been established in the books of Ahadith and the Holy Quran. When we do not become serious for those contracts and for those agreements, Muasab, then how can we take the agreements of others seriously? The seriousness of worldly contracts depends upon the strength and the accuracy of the contracts we have made to Allah Azza wa Jalla. How firm, with how much of istiqamat and steadfastness are we upon that promise we made to Allah Azza wa Jalla? So Muasab, it's often seen that easily people who, you know, leave their salah, knowing the importance of salah, just as they know that will earn guna and azab and punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jama'at can be lost, namaz will be gone. Likewise, in the month of Ramadan, 30 days for fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla was a good opportunity for having our sins forgiven, for drawing the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But due to heedlessness and also muasab, not understanding the importance of obeying to the promises made to Allah Azza wa Jalla, of becoming obedient to Him, people in the month of Ramadan also are found not fasting, muasab. So when these type of promises are broken with the Creator, what I'm trying to get at, muasab, is that we do not then know how to honor and how to revere the contracts amongst ourselves as well.
Definitely, muasab. And the promises we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically, we all make promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time we make a niyyah, Ya Allah, I will do this, we are making a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have to say the word promise in order to make a promise. If you are affirmative that yes, inshallah, you have this enthusiasm and this jazbah or this thought of doing something in the future, carrying this action out in the future, the virtuous action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
then automatically it becomes a promise. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us and to give us that capability. So whatever promise we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is carried out. Even when we make tawbah, muasab, that Ya Allah, from now I will not do this. This is what we say when making tawbah. Ya Allah, I won't do this evil action that I used to do. And this bad habit that I had, I'm getting rid of it. Ya Allah, I'm making a promise to you, I won't do it. And then at times we break our promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we make tawbah again. And inshallah, ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq to carry out these actions and to stay away from those sins and those vices that we promised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to abstain from. But then again, that shouldn't be taken lightly. We can't make tawbah lightheartedly that, you know what, okay, I have this intention that, you know, that I won't do it. And willy-nilly, you just say it verbally and you don't take it in high regards or you have no firm intention of giving it up, but you just say it. So that shouldn't be the case. Now, because we are making this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something taken very heavily and very seriously. This is a serious matter. Yes, if after making the promise, due to some reason, unforeseen reasons, we can't fulfill it, that's another matter altogether. And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we make our promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we may break it. But let's inshallah take into consideration that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, He never goes back on His promises.
Allahu Akbar.
And every
Allah.
Time, 5 times a day, Muasab, we say it when we make dua after adhan, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Ya Allah, indeed, you do not break your promises. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go against His promises. And this, we can learn from our Creator, how to honor a promise.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madhuri Channel, 5 times a day we say wa innaka la tukhliful mi'ad in our dua after the adhan. Adhan ke baad ki jo dua hai. This is what we learn, dear viewers. It's so important for us to understand the language that we recite, that we read, or through which we are trying to communicate with our Creator. If only we can understand what He says to us and try to understand what you're also saying to Him by learning the meaning of what you say in your dua, whether it is recitation of the Quran Park or any other invocation that we recite and read, those wadaif, go through the meaning itself, it'll have a better impact, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So, Mu'asab has been speaking about understanding the contracts that we have and adhering to them. Imagine the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our aqa and master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'asab, he speaks about those nations that break contracts. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the nation that breaks contracts or promises causes murder and shamelessness to become widespread amongst them.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. The nation that breaks promises causes murder and shamelessness to become widespread amongst them. And the nation in which evil becomes apparent has death set upon them by Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the nation which withholds zakat has Allah Azza wa Jalla withhold rain from them. Can you imagine? The three categories have been mentioned in this beautiful narration, but focus on the first part of this hadith. The nation that breaks promises causes murder and shamelessness. Today, this is widespread. Hum charo taraf dekhein, apne ird gird dekhein, that shamelessness has even entered our hearts and our houses as well, let alone outside, in the marketplaces, let alone in the wild places, let alone in evil places. The evils are almost now entering into our homes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even has entered our characteristics, our character, our akhlaq has become such. So remember, any nation, any society, any community, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, any nation that breaks promises causes murder and shamelessness to become widespread amongst them. Allahu Akbar. And evil, then just remember, death is behind us. But we ask for a good death, Mu'asab. Yeah, asan death. So it is so important to honor contracts, because Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill His promise that He has made. He says in the Holy Quran Pak, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The atom, good or bad, that we have done, we're going to pay for it. This is the promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do you think He would not go on His promise? Astaghfirullah ala adubillah. He is the Creator. He has commanded us to honor our words and our promises, because He would fulfill His promise He has made. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, whoever oppressed a person they have an agreement with, dishonored the agreement, compelled him to work beyond his ability, or took something from him without his approval, I will make a case against him on the day of judgment, says the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now this is also dishonoring one's contract or one's promise. Somebody said something and you are saying, no, he never say that. And we belie that person, or we do not honor the promise that he has made, and we are changing the words what he has said. I mean, if we focus on this hadith, these are the common things that happen. Whoever oppressed a person, they have an agreement with. He says he will do X amount of work, Mu'asab. I will type 10 letters today. And the owner of the company has loaded him with much more work, and he has agreed to do certain things. So he has basically put pressure on him to do work beyond his ability.
Definitely.
Even that person is oppressed, and he will complain in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will present his complaint in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. And the beloved Nabi says, I will file a case against him. I will make a case against that person who does these things, who breaks promises, who oppress people, who make people do more work beyond their ability. This is what we do, no food, and let alone insan, let alone humans. During the apparent lifetime, even animals used to come and complain in the bargah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about people overusing them. Mu'asab, camels said that, horses said that, many other animals came with their plea in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mu'asab, the one who has all the rights on us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, if He doesn't give us responsibilities and the burdens over and above what we can carry, He knows best about ourselves. Then who are those creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put that burden upon us?
Allah.
La yukallifullahu nafsan illa
wusaha. Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself doesn't put that upon our shoulders which we are unable to carry. then it should sink in and make sense to people that, you know what, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do this to us, then why we do it to each other? So that is something for us to ponder and take into consideration. What is humanly possible? Okay, it's for me, it's possible for me to maybe speak. You know, there are measures. Sometimes we quantify certain things that for a human being now, you know, as per our human capacities. Like, for example, if my weight is 70 kilo, then based on that, how much weight can I carry? My weight will differ than somebody who weighs maybe 80 kilo. He can carry more weight than I can do. So each thing is based upon our capabilities. Even engineer in the company, he has been given the task related to engineering and mathematical issues. The cleaner who cleans the floor in the company, the employer shouldn't give him the job of the engineer because he is not capable of carrying it out. So likewise, inshallah, azza wa jal, we should know, I mean, the person who hires, they are recruitment agencies, Masab, who weigh your capabilities, what are your capabilities, and they designate your work according to that.
MashaAllah.
So even our worldly system, we follow these policies in the companies and so on. So why then we expect unrealistic outcomes that, you know, maybe your employee or whoever you have hired, they must do like miracle work, you know, because they are normal insan. They cannot perform miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the burden upon us that we can carry. So who are we to place a burden upon others that they're unable to carry?
Allahu Akbar. So alhamdulillah, this is something also that we have learned, that do not burden a person with that amount of task or work which does not befit him, number one. Number two, or maybe it befits him, but it will overindulge him into that work, Mu'asab. And that will also become a problem for that person. Mu'asab, at some point, people also have this problem of not knowing how to say the word no. And this could be the problem of many people out there. So we're not saying that people aren't busy, Mu'asab. But sometimes because of becoming over busy, a person is very, very occupied, Mu'asab, with Islamic work or whatever work he's doing. And just say, for example, a person tells that person who's very busy, brother, day after tomorrow, can we just travel maybe, inshallah, Zawajala, to another city for some work? Labbaik, inshallah, you can come fetch me, I'm come with you. We'll go for that, inshallah, Zawajala. Then somebody else tells him, after 5 minutes, would you mind coming with me to the Qabristan to make one Fatiha Khani? And he says, Labbaik, no problem, inshallah, hazir hu. And then he gets another call from another person who tells him, please come and make dua for my parents. And then he says, Labbaik, no problem. Allahu Akbar. So Mu'asab, his niyat is good to support and to be there for every person. Because this is his desire. He wants to be there. I will sort out whatever you need. I will fix your car for you. I will borrow you some money. Okay, I will be there with you. And they will accept invitations like this. They will accept offers like this. They will do dealings like this with people, with businessmen. And then what happened, Mu'asab? That person who came to, who wanted to go abroad with him, or wanted to go on a long journey with him, comes out by his door, hits a hooter, and then realizes he's not ready. You know, I made niyat, but you never confirmed with me whether I'm going to be serious. And sometimes when the time comes closer, we remember, and then we think of different reasons. How can I reject it in a way that that person doesn't feel bad, because I committed at the wrong time, at the wrong place. A person then realizes, I should have not made this promise. Now I put myself into problem. I don't know how to say no to this person at this time. But that was the moment when you were offered to go, Mu'asab, for example. Yes. Likewise, in every relationship, husband, wife, children, employees, teacher and student, so on and so forth. All these relations have meaning, dear viewers. And we need to understand how to make promises so that we could respect that relationship, Mu'asab. Jazakumullahu khaira to all the viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, who are watching right now. Let's speak about the name of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, how can this name not be beloved to Allah azza wa jalla? When Allah is the one who keeps the name of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is beloved to Allah azza wa jalla as well, as he azza wa jalla chose this name for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is such a name that no one in the world has ever given any person any name as this name has been gifted and granted to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is unique, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Look at the meaning of the name. Subhanallah, it's just amazing. to keep your son's name Muhammad or Ahmad, and let alone the meaning, only if you have to go through the fadail and the virtues of keeping this name Mu'asab. So subhanallah, even a person will experience Mu'asab more mercy when he keeps his son's name Muhammad. There will be blessings in his life, in his home, in his family. Even on the day of judgment, he will see the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla for keeping his son's name Muhammad out of love. The condition is due to muhabbat and love with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's come back to the answer, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Jihad, dear viewers, Abdullah and Abdurrahman are the favorite names to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Keep these names for your children and your grandchildren, which are most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because people search for names, Mu'asab, which no one kept before. Kisi ne bhi nahi rakha. Kabhi kabhi aisa bhi sochte honge ki, you know, even maybe Google doesn't know about this name as yet.
No, they keep those names, Mu'asab, the hybrid names, they are called. They take the half portion of the father's name, half portion of the mother's name, they mix it up together.
Allahu
Akbar. That word never existed
before. That word never existed before. And the meaning becomes unique as well, Mu'asab. What a way Mu'asab explained this. So we have got the reason now, inshallah, Zawajalla, keep names of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep names after the Sahaba alayhi muridwan. Keep names after our pious predecessors, dear viewers. And then make dua after giving them the names of the pious predecessors. That, Ya Allah, Zawajalla, I had given the name of a certain wali or the certain sahabi to my child. You grant my child the qualities and the characteristics as well. Make this dua, inshallah, Zawajalla, and keep good names, because on the day of judgment, we will be called by our names and the names of our forefathers, Mu'asab. So do not keep such names which sounds funny or which is difficult to pronounce or which no one ever heard before because of the uniqueness. The first right of the child is for you to give your child a good name. And if you as a parent could not give your child a good name, or a name that has no meaning, so on and so forth, then dear viewers of Madani channel, we would say that stop searching for such things which a person shouldn't be doing, but do those things which Islam wants you to do. So alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, you could make his future brighter and better, inshallah zawajalla, by fulfilling his first right, meaning the first right of the child, by giving him a good name and a good Islamic environment, inshallah zawajalla. So this was our discussion, our topic, Mu'asab, with regards to the immorality that's in our society of breaking promises. It has become so widespread. It's a global epidemic and problem of breaking promises, Mu'asab. Promises can be broken even after 50 years, even after 30 years, even after 10 years, shorter or longer, it doesn't matter. People are found breaking promises. Now, if we understand this beautiful hadith, Mu'asab, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if four signs are found within a person, he is a total hypocrite.
Allah.
A complete hypocrite. And even if one of them is found in him, the one sign of hypocrisy is within him until he leaves it, Mu'asab. So the beloved Nabi says, when he is entrusted with something, he is dishonest. Allah, Allah, Allah. When he speaks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. Allahu Akbar. And when he argues, he swears. Now, let's end on this narration. Mu'asab can elaborate on this beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has all those important ingredients to make us better humans, Mu'asab. It has all those nasiha and advices which will serve as a medicine to those diseases which has already entered our societies and our hearts as well, Mu'asab. The beloved Nabi speaks about the first one. When he is entrusted with something, he is dishonest. If somebody has this problem, then the first sign of hypocrisy is inside him. Can Mu'asab further elaborate?
Mu'asab, there are a few ways to take nasiha from something. Yeah. And this beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam falls in the category how not to be. You know, what to avoid. If we want to be a better Muslim, a better person, a better human being, a better individual who is looked up to and who wants to be admired by people, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the qualities which a person can adorn their lives with, meaning the quality of a hypocrite is to lie whenever he speaks. So we decide not to lie when we speak. This is the total opposite, because that's when, inshallah, we are going to shine. Because I remember a wise person once said, somebody asked him, how did you attain wisdom? He said, I used to look at foolish people and I would avoid whatever they would do. So by opposing them, what are their foolish ways and their wrong ways that they used to do, the things they used to do, I became a wise person, subhanAllah. And we can become a better Muslim by avoiding the traits of the hypocrites in this, inshallah, manner by acting upon the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the four qualities of a hypocrite that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned,
Allah,
meaning
Allah.
Not to sway when we talk, not to break promises when we make a promise. These are the habits we need, inshallah azza wa jal, that don't do this, because these are the signs of hypocrites. And we don't want to be regarded as the hypocrites, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a very special place for them also. It is the lowest level of hell, Allah. So that is that's where they will rot. So if we don't want to be there, so inshallah, let's move away from those qualities that they have, that earned them that place.
Astaghfirullah. I 100% agree with you, Mohsab. I mean, why should we not maybe perhaps take the cue from the life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As the Quran says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ أَوْ لَقَدَ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. What do we learn from his Uswai Hasana? What do we learn from his Mubarak life? The first battle of Islam, battle of Badr. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is busy with the preps of this battle for the first time. The Sahaba alayhim ridwan about to come back, Mu'asab, with over 1,000 people. And then two Sahaba come late, Mu'asab. Two companions enter the battlefield sometime later. And they came directly to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, we were on our way here, but we were captured by the non-Muslims, who then made us make a promise that we are not going to support you. And if we do support you, then they would not release us. Ya Rasulullah, we had made a promise to them just to get released from there that we were going to not support you. The beloved Nabi sallallahu, Allahu Akbar, dear viewers, at such a crucial moment in time when every soldier of yours is your manpower, he is your everything, because every person counts on the battlefield. The beloved Nabi smiled and said that there is no need to break any promise. We will honor the promise that you have made to them, so you do not need to partake in this battlefield. Allahu Akbar. We will honor the promise you have made even to them, despite the fact that we need you. But the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then explains to his Sahaba and he says that today we only need the help of Allah Azza wa
Jalla.
We need the help from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Look at the beloved Nabi's tawakkul, his trust, his reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at his yaqeen and conviction, and look at how he would even honor the contracts and the promises made to his enemies, let alone his loved ones. Those who respected him, loved him, groomed him, or looked after him in his infancy. Here the beloved Rasulullah is teaching his companions that yes, even if we fight them on the battlefields, honor your contracts with them as well. Honor your promises that you have made to them as well. So it does not matter whether he is part of the religion or not. If you have promised somebody something, honor and fulfill your promise to see the blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh, for your own life. But this is one of the reasons, Mu'asab, that people lie for every sentence they say, for every word they say. And children have begun speaking lies, like how we lie to children. I will buy you a toffee. I will buy you a lollipop. I will buy you a sweet. I will buy you some dish if you're going to do this. I'll buy you a toy if you're going to do that. Bachche log wo kaam kar dete hain. Baad mein hum kehte hain ki hamare paas time nahi tha. I'm sorry. I don't have anything to give you. So on and so forth. This breaks the trust of the child. Furthermore, you encourage the child to speak lies just as you do. And when the child will grow a little bigger from that age, then the child will also start playing fools with other children in the same way. By the time the child reaches at the age of 10, 15, he becomes a professional liar. And by the time he reaches 21, 22, Mu'asab, he becomes a con artist. And then it goes on to another level. It goes on to another level. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Again.
What goes around comes around. So whatever upbringing we have given them, that will be the outcome.
So Mu'asab, if only we could make tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and all of this was said so that we could better ourselves. We could fight the devil, the shaitan. The shaitan which is inside every human in the form of nafs. Fight him, because he makes you commit those sins in life. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, keep reciting durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'asab, shukran for joining us and for sharing those amazing Madani pearls with us.
Jazakallah for having me.
Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Keep smiling, keep reciting durood and salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. start your day with remembrance of Allah.